Chapter 1. The best role is always ahead. I am fucking exhausted. Wonderfully, joyfully exhausted. And filled with such extraordinary happiness and gratitude. Those were my feelings after the two closing London performances of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on May 13th, 2006. People ask, how can you do that? Two grueling 3.5-hour performances, one right after the other. The four of us actors, Bill Irwin as George, Mireille Ainos as Honey, David Harbour as Nick and me as Martha, joked that it's actually one six-act play on days when there are two shows, since we're all on stage during most of the show. I liken the energy and the skill this takes to being an Olympic athlete, which is quite a feat for someone whose feet has sacrificed most of their toe bones to rheumatoid arthritis. That's why I padded around the stage in those funny soft little slippers. I never feel tired when I'm on stage. Off stage, before and after, I wonder how the hell I did it. But on stage, it just doesn't happen. The exhaustion doesn't hit me until the very, very end when I, or rather, Martha, is on the floor. And George asks, are you all right? And Martha says, yes, no. Then I can allow myself to feel the body pains, to feel the mental pain, to feel the heart pain of the character. There's a moment in the curtain call after we've all taken the first bow together. Bill and I step back, and Mireille and David take their bow. Then Bill and I step forward to take ours. The sound crescendos. It comes in this huge wave. It feels as though it pushes me back physically. It's such an amazing feeling. It takes my breath away. And I just start to beam. I feel so grateful to us, to them, to me, to God, that we have this incredible experience in our lives. All of us, the audience, cast, and crew,